this man used to belt around the new ball. Matthew Burke joins us from Japan. Hello, Burgie.
Oh, good morning, boys. I tell you what, the listeners, they provide the greatest insight. They do. Outstanding.
They do. He wasn't out there long enough for us to tell.
He wasn't. How was the new ball? No, I didn't really see it.
Burkey, look, I was lucky enough to be in Japan in December, and there was a buzz about the World Cup then, let alone now. And we saw 15,000 people at a Welsh training session.
Oh, mate, it is absolutely huge, TK. Good morning, Loz. We're up in Sapporo at the moment, and did the overnight. I flew in, went and saw the Wallabies yesterday get presented their caps for the World Cup participation. They had the kids out there. There's lots of people, lots of media. I spoke to a couple of guys afterwards, and after being belted in Noumea for 10 days, 2 weeks thereabouts, they played that hard Test match against Samoa. They've been belted again. They're actually pretty happy for Test week, if you know what I mean, because you can start to sort of get in that rhythm again and get in that role of what you need to do for the weekend. In saying that, they're still belting each other. On Tuesday, as we used to call it, the Tuesday Warriors, they smashed each other, and they're really ready for this game on the weekend against Fiji. Tomorrow night is the opener, Russia against Japan, which sort of kicks things off. But you're right, TK, there's a vibe around town. It's exciting. Soccer and baseball are their big sports here, but they've really jumped on board rugby for the first time here in Asia, which is brilliant.
Well, the big question at this stage is being asked about, will Pocock and Hooper both start? What are you hearing?
Yeah, well, the call is that they're ready to go, that they're going to be selected. It gets named in about 3 hours' time, boys, and so we'll go down there and see that. But all the mail is on that Pocock and Hooper will start in this game. And I can understand why in a game against Fiji, because they want to lock it down a bit, the Wallabies. They want to not so much slow it down, but just make sure that general piece structure is solid. Then at the breakdown, that they slow the Fijians down a bit. They don't want to give them that expansive football, which they're so good at. So I can see them getting a start. I mean, David Pocock was outstanding last week, or 2 weeks ago against Samoa. He hadn't played for about 10 months, and he just about picked up a man of the match performance. So the two of them will work well. The beauty about it is that Michael Checker he's got this squad mentality at the moment, so he can change them around. So that traditional back row that we've seen over the past four games has worked for them against the bigger packs. So I think you will find through this tournament that these guys will rotate around. Obviously, Cooper will keep on the captain's armband, but I think David Pocock, barring his first game, will be in and out of the back row. So that makeup with Naisirani and Talakai Aloto may come back into fruition against some of the bigger teams, like the Welsh, for example. But you've got this option now of these Flyers that's going around is in David Pocock, and quite incredible to come back from what he's done.
Laurie and I chatted about this earlier this week, Burkey. This stadium, have you seen it yet? This Sapporo Stadium? It was built for the actual Soccer World Cup, but it's a baseball stadium, and then they open the doors on the side, they rebuild, configure inside, and they slide a full-sized rugby or soccer pitch in, and then they rotate it around and put the seats back in place and shut the doors. It's amazing.
It is amazing. I saw them roll out the turf the other day. I saw a slow-mo of that or a time-lapse of that. We're going there today. But everything's, you're right, press a button and it's like a bit of a transformer, isn't it? So that's what's exciting about here at the moment. It's, everything's sort of new and shiny. They can't be more helpful, the people here, which is great. I'm getting a sore back from bending down too much, saying goodbye to people and hello to people at the moment. It is just brilliant. It's such a good place over here. And the culture that everybody's indulging in, they're embracing it. So, come the weekend, boys, it's going to be, it's a tough one against Fiji anyhow to start with. These guys are big, strong, fast. They're coached by my old Eastwood coach, John McKee. Chris Latham's over there. So, gone are the days of looking at these matches and thinking it's a lay down the zare. They'll score some tries, no doubt about it. And we all know of Sammy Radradra, obviously playing for them as well, scored a try against France end of last year, I think it was, and in that tour match overseas, and beat France. So know, they can play, and the Australians are going to have to make sure that they knock them down and stop that ball.
Most of the Fijian players now, Berkey, play in major comps around the world, do they? There's not many from the villages yet.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, they're, that's so true, Loz. You know, when you're looking at this outfit, you're right. And when you're looking at this outfit, you know, as I said, they're sort of gone are the days of watching these guys run around in local outfits, if that's the case, in Fiji type number. You know, look, they've got strong ties to home, but most of these guys, you'll find them overseas. There's a guy called Josh Tuisava who played in France, and he played as Drew Mitchell. And he was that big, he wasn't allowed to lift more than one day a week. They sort of said, mate, you're getting too big, too strong. So, you know, he's a centre. You've got guys who are now have represented Fiji through the World Cup, through they've won Olympics. You know, these guys have got a great history. They nearly beat South Africa a couple of years ago. They've sort of, you know, got some giant killers in amongst this team. And it's that banana skin game as well. You know, in a pool where Wales, you know, are supposed to be the favourites in this pool as well, the Aussies have to get that momentum going for Saturday week to make sure they top that pool. So this is going to be an outstanding game. You know, it'll be interesting to see what Checker comes up with and the selection panel. That's probably the biggest thing. But the great thing is they've got people to choose from, I think, at the moment to make sure they can fill the gaps.
Yeah, it's probably easy for Wales. They can ease their way into the tournament, whereas Australia, they have to get off to a strong start against Fiji. The game that I'm looking forward to seeing, though, Berkey, is the Kiwis, the All Blacks, up against South Africa.
Yeah, 145 the Kiwis, Berkey. Oh, South Africa, 275.
Yeah, bring that on. It's you know, they've already got history this year with the draw over in New Zealand, where Pollard kicked that goal to lock it up. You know, South Africa are a good outfit. You know, there was a massive cry when they left half their team at home. Half their team at home and half went away to New Zealand.
Yeah.
When we played them, and there was uproar that we're playing a B team, we lost to them up in Johannesburg. So now they have. You talk about squad mentality. Rassie Erasmus has got this team going, you know, quite well. Their coach. They're a good outfit. I don't think they'll give New Zealand a good run for their money. It's interesting. Hansen came out the other day and said, "Well, I don't really care if we don't top the pool, we'll still make it out." The thing about that is, when you're doing your sort of your maths and your predictions, that kind of stuff, and working out who's going to where, that just throws a whole spanner in the works if they end up on the other side of the draw. So the way it works out is, then Argentina take on France as well, which is a massive game for the next pool that's taking on board. So all of a sudden, you've got all these connotations after the first round as to who can play who down the track, you know. So it is a big weekend of rugby, and starts tomorrow night with the the Russia Japan game, the host nation, massive one as well. Loz, I know you'll be watching that one.
Yeah,
certainly will, Berkey. I'll be watching you on Channel 10.
Yes, we'll be watching. Get the hair ready, mate.
That's it, mate. Well done.
Good on you, Berkey. Matthew,
see
Berkey,
you, champion.
Japan. Great, mate, yeah.